Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark B Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Anybody else that be listening or coming in? This is N2YQ here from Glenville. We got 14 degrees at the present time. A little breeze out there at 2 miles an hour. And today I have gusts up to 7 here, but where the wind thing is located, it's kind of sheltered sometimes. It depends on what direction the wind's coming out of. But anyways, here the next couple of days it's going to be, and this white snow here at the present time, that's where it's been pretty much all afternoon. No accumulation or anything, but I have a high of 21 today and a low of 9 overnight. But tonight, I guess tomorrow they got cold, and tomorrow night could be a real cold one. That'd be a good challenge for the pellet stove. Up to now it's been working fantastic, so I hope it continues. But we always got the furnace to back us up in here, but I don't plan on that, but you never know. But I'll do that. But anyways, we're prepared just in case. Anyways, but it ain't too much going on. Last night I had a plumber's meeting to go to, and over the weekend there were one thing or another, and so I ain't better than not here in the last 2 nights. But I hope to get back into a schedule here again, like it was. It was doing pretty good, but then I got away from here over the holidays and stuff, but anyways, I hope everybody had a nice Christmas, Happy New Year. We went away Christmas Eve to some people's place over in Krogan, but no drinking, so it was safe to drive home and not get in any trouble. But, you don't need that kind of stuff. But anyways. But I could have went down to Fire Hall here too to have a New Year's Eve party, but I elected to go over there instead this year. So I helped down there at the fire hall the last 3, 4, or 5 years with the New Year's party. So anyways, I hope wherever you and your family are doing well, and I hope anybody had the bug or anything. I think I'm coming down with something, but I hope not. But anyways, time will tell as we go on here. So talk to you, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And to all, kill care.
All right, Dan. Yeah, they're saying maybe whiteout conditions there in the morning. Supposed to be windy, and then a big blast of snow is supposed to come through. Not supposed to last a long time, but while it's here, it's supposed to drop a lot of snow. So, I mean, they're not saying a whole lot, I mean, total, but it'll be during that short period of time, it's all going to drop it all in one shot, maybe over a couple hours. So, and it's supposed to be high winds and very cold temperatures. Probably not a good time to be driving around tomorrow. So, all right, well, sounds like you had a good New Year's and a good Christmas. Thanks for checking in there, Dan. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
And Jeff at 5AOW.
And 5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Oh, not much, Jeff. Good day today, but real cold. Well, could be colder, I guess, but cold enough to keep you in the house unless you had something you absolutely needed to do. So I stayed warm, got a couple things done inside and relaxed a little bit, and that was pretty much it. I don't know what the high was today, but I know, I think when I got up this morning it was 3. So it was, 2.9. So it was pretty chilly. I know we're going to get down below that, I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or Thursday. So it's supposed to drop down pretty low, but, you know, like you were saying earlier, I think we're going to get, I heard it on a report this afternoon, if it still holds true, I guess we're going to get some more lake effect. And it's probably going to, like you say, drop quite a bit pretty quick, and then that's it, but along with that is high winds, so. Okay, well, that's pretty much it here. So I'll return it back to you, N5AOW.
All right, Bill, yeah, probably a good time to stay in tomorrow and watch the movies or something. We'll see. They say the next 2 days are going to be kind of chilly, down below zero, and even not even counting the wind chill, it'll be below zero. So, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Their weather reporting this year has been quite a bit off, more than it seems like it's ever been, so we'll see what happens. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
And 201, your recheck.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, hi there to Bill there this evening, and I hope you're staying warm up there. But I hope the weather warms up here sometime here in the near future. I got a new weather station I want to put out, like this kind of weather I got to put it out, but I'm kind of excited to get it out there. I never had one like this before. It's all one unit, and it is 4 screws to mount it, and that's it. But I just find the time to, I don't want to freeze my fingers putting the screws in. So, anyways. So back to N2IQ.
Yeah, good luck with that. It looks like it's going to get a little bit warmer on the weekend, but I don't think it's going to get above freezing. But they're saying up in the upper 20s, so, well, we'll see. But that might be as warm as you're going to get for a while. All right, Dan. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Myself, on a work day, not an awful lot to report, so I'm getting ready to head off to bed here. I'm going to repeat it all again tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Dan and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Thank you. N2YPI. N2YPI.